Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again for being with us all week long, all year long, and on a happy hour Friday as well. We appreciate it. Phone lines almost completely full. One line available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. That last conversation sent me down the rabbit hole of learning about micronations.
Okay.
There's
you
a lot
want
of
one?
I don't think I would want to. I like all the benefits of, you know, this for the most part. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I think there's a lot of stuff you don't consider. Like, what am I going to educate on myself? I guess.
Huh?
You secede. You got to do all the stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Get cut off from plumbing. What are you going to do? Dig a hole?
Why not? we pee in our backyards every day.
I don't poop back there, though.
I mean, we can find a way.
You fling it over the fence.
You know what I mean?
The damn micronations throwing poop at us again. That might be a declaration of war if you're a micronation. All right. Let's get to some phone calls. Adam is on I-20. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, sorry about that. Yesterday, y'all cut me off for saying the S-word, but
okay.
I'll try to behave.
We'll do better.
I will, too. I hope. Maybe not. But, hey, what with the way things are going in college sports these days, NIL and all that, what do you think the chances are that guys are allowed to return back to college from the pros at some point?
That's a great
interesting.
And Brandy, how do you think you would have fared? You know, you did well in the NFL, really great, but if it didn't work out with the Dolphins, what kind of time would you have had back in Athens if you showed back up?
Thank you, Adam.
On the field or off the field?
25-year-old Randy going back to play college football, like some of the college football players now.
Oh man, that would have been on it. On
it been a little easier.
Yeah, a little easier. But no, that's a great question because I've always been against it. And the reason why I would say I've always been against it, it's not nothing against kids, but if you want to make a man decision, say what, be a man about it.
Right.
So I'm getting, damn, my earphones came out. Like getting bailed out by like, oh. I didn't get drafted, so I want to go back to school. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, there's. No. It's interesting because, obviously.
Because if that's the case, I'm sorry, Bob. That's the case, everybody going to be declaring.
Right. Right.
Everybody going to be declaring.
Different sports have different rules, though. Like, I'm not like an expert on this, but in college hockey, you can get drafted and then still choose to play college, knowing that you're going to go play for the NHL team that drafted you eventually.
Right.
And that kind of used to be what it was in the NBA, too. Remember years ago when the Celtics got Larry Bird, they drafted him like a couple years early.
Yes. Red found
Blue. It was like, oh, we like this guy. We're going to draft him now. Well, he's not even coming out now. Well, when he does, he's ours.
Yeah.
And obviously they changed that. There is still eligibility restrictions, though. Believe it or not, as much as some of these guys are playing in college for what seems like a decade now, and you can get waivers easier, it sounds like.
Is this the
You are still supposed to only able to play 4 years of college football.
Is this the last year of the COVID?
It's got to be.
This past season.
Well, you would think because of the amount of time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm asking.
But then, like, maybe you got a injury red shirt, or there's something called a gray shirt, or there's a blue shirt. I don't know. Because there's guys that are still playing that, like, Tyler Shuck is in the draft this year. He was Justin Herbert's backup.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's been in the NFL for a really long time.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Six years?
So, I don't know. I don't know what that would look like, but they would have to change the rules as far as that. Because once you leave and play pro, you can't go back. But once you play pro.
You shouldn't be able to.
Right. Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. Well, hey, the other thing they did in college, too, a couple of years ago was they waived that JUCO rule.
Yes.
So if you
played in JUCO now.
Yes. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And anyway, hey, guys, I got questions for each of you, both of them around Instagram. Andy, you had mentioned earlier in the week that your wife was out of town, and based on the smiles and the pictures that she sent, it looks like her trip went well. Would you like to discuss that at all? Hopefully that's good news for you guys. And Randy, did you guys ever get that big, dumb dog to cross the bridge?
Whoa, Ed. Watch. Ooh, almost cussed you, Ed. Watch your damn mouth talking about my damn dog, Ed.
Just big and young.
Okay. All right? He's just big and young.
He's very smart. No,
he's very, very smart. So watch yourself, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Let me talk about my damn dog like that, Ed.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Oh, no. I told Ed what I'm talking about. All right, he was scared to go across the bridge. Yeah. But yes, they got
that
him
across.
That
happens with dogs.
Yeah, they got him across. But yeah, don't ever call my damn dog dumb, Ed.
Boone still hates going across bridges, but he's gotten a little bit better at it. Yeah, I mean, I've talked a little bit at times about the schedule that my wife used to have. She used to have to go to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. That ended a couple weeks ago. Thank everything, because we've been praying for that for years. So now she doesn't have to do that anymore. So hopefully that'll, you know, lead to her being just a generally healthier and happier person.
I'm just glad that she is out
there. She's a very happy person, usually, anyway.
Ashley's wonderful.
You get up at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
For 3 years
straight. I'm just glad Ash gets some sleep.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. All right. Philip is in Canton. Hey, Philip.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Philip.
Aaron Rodgers needs to sit down. Agreed. If I was Minnesota or Pittsburgh, I would draft a third or fourth round quarterback and roll the dice, or either wait to next year's draft. I would not let that nutcase get on my team.
Well, I think the thing about him is that he don't look at him as a nutcase. He thinks he's completely normal.
Yes, he thinks we're all crazy.
We're all crazy.
Isn't that the most, like...
But the thing about drafting somebody, when they draft them top 10.
Yeah, right. Like, they already have a first-round quarterback they took last year, so that's not what Minnesota's going to do. I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to do if he decides not to go there. I mean, they just signed Mason Rudolph, but that can't possibly be the plan. They had him before, and he's not very good. I suppose they could try taking a quarterback where they're drafting. I mean, that would be
who?
Tyler Shuck, who we just talked about.
Dude, like this
Jackson
dude,
Dart, this, but this, don't
oh
do
my
that.
God. Don't get me started with the Jackson Dart and the Phil. Because I don't know, for some reason I got the Pittsburgh Steelers algorithm on my Twitter and all of. I wouldn't mind having Jackson Dart. Oh yeah, Jackson Dart. You know what? I think I can get. I can come around on that pick. Shut your ass up.
You guys just did this with Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
Don't do it to yourself
please,
again.
Stop.
But again, I don't know what their options are if Aaron Rodgers doesn't pick.
Oh
them.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? I can do Jackson Dart. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen him? You ain't even seen him.
Well, you maybe saw like 2 good games.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Like, you watch the highlights. Everybody looks good.
Oh, my God. Them folks there. I can get behind the Jackson Dart pick.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
Come on, man.
We're talking to people that Randy, we're talking to people that talk themselves into Desmond Ridder.
Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson-like.
People will talk themselves into anything.
Yeah, Russell Wilson-like.
It's one of the most incredible things about fanhood is you'll come around.
Russell Wilson-like.
Same don't sleep Russell. On Dez.
He's a third-round pick.
Don't sleep on him.
He's third-round pick.
You'll wake up one day.
He started 40 games.
He'll wake you up when he rings your doorbell with your DoorDash order.
See, there you go. I wouldn't take that blow. Yeah. Like John like
DoorDash Dez.
Dude, I still almost wrecked my damn car.
What did he call Mariota? The noodle arm quitter?
Noodle arm quitter. Almost wrecked.
What's he calling Cousins? He's got to have something for Cousins,
I don't know. But freaking got ass. I almost wrecked my damn car that day when he said that.
DoorDash Dez.
DoorDash Dez.
Noodle arm quitter. I can't wait to find out what he calls Kirk. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas?
Hello, Rich.
Hey, man. Hey, tripping, Randy. But I got two questions for y'all. So if you get into a fight, you had to pick two people to brawl with you from the NBA. It could be any era. Who would it be? I'm going Zach Randolph and James Johnson. And then the next question is, what's worse, the guy who talked too much and end up looking like a goofy, or the one that tries to one-up you with everything you say around the sundresses?
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody likes a one-upper.
Nobody. And one thing about Ed, I know Ed didn't mean nothing by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, don't call my damn dog dumb, Ed.
I think he was trying to quote something maybe that he saw.
Yes, but yeah, don't. Yeah, but no, Ed's. I like Ed. Ed's good people.
Ed knows now.
Yeah.
Ever? We're ever? Talking ever? Two brawlers ever?
I'm going to take no, damn, Rand, don't be that insensitive.
I'm taking Kermit Washington.
Okay, so I'm glad you said it before I did.
Because one punch broke an entire man's face.
I'm glad you said it. I'm going to take Kermit Washington.
I'm taking Kermit Washington.
And I'm going to take
And if you don't take him, I'm taking him.
I'm going to take Bobby Portis because he broke another man's face.
So, yeah, that's great.
I'm taking the two face breakers.
You're taking guys that are undefeated in NBA fights.
Yes, I'm taking two face breakers.
No, he took James Johnson because James Johnson's something like a – he's like a black belt or something like that, which is a good
just
pick.
Just Google him and listen to the stories that they talk about this brother.
Okay.
They say, like,
it's a good pick.
This dude, first of all, he's big as hell, and he know all that.
Yeah, he's like a black belt
like
in karate.
13th degree black belt. But he's 6'6" and would knock, yeah.
And athletic enough to play in the NBA. Yes, yeah, no, that's exactly a good pick. That's good. Yeah. I was just going to say Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
Because Michael Jordan kept him around just for that purpose for decades.
Yeah, man.
What level of martial arts did Kareem reach?
Okay.
Does anyone know?
I can see that long ass. Long ass spinning wheel. Yes, I know he was with Bruce Lee and everything
but
like that.
But he was mostly like meditating.
Yes, he loved meditating.
Stretching.
I can see a damn giraffe. I can see a giraffe spinning wheel kick, all right?
What's the one where
I can see that
you
coming.
See like the elderly Asian folks in the park and real going real slow?
Dude.
What's that
That's
one
probably
called?
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi. Kareem did that.
Last time me and Donna were over there, we went by a park and people were like doing that, Abe. They were like, by a park, we was over there. And like, they were.
Yeah, like, that's about the flow and the meditative states and all that stuff.
Oh, you hadn't seen that?
No, not in person. When you're standing there at this random park and they are doing that, you remember?
I guess just growing up in Seattle, there's so many elderly Asian people.
Have you seen, you remember?
Every park.
The Karate Kid with Will Smith's son?
Yeah.
And you remember at the end when he was doing that stuff like that, that snake stuff? Like they were out there doing that.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell are they doing?
Deep
meditation.
Getting right. Physically. But the person you saw was 116.
Yo, they was up there.
So whatever he was doing was working.
Yeah.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy and Sir Randy, what dog McMichael. How are y'all today?
We're doing great, Mo. How are you?
Hey, man, y'all had me laughing so hard yesterday when Randy was talking about that license plate. And it made me think about in college, I messed around and got like the personalized actual Georgia license plate, right? And I had a girlfriend at the time. And let's just say I was out somewhere I wasn't supposed to be, and I get a phone call like, hey, what are you doing on this side of town?
Right.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not on that side of town. I'm like, yeah, you are. I'm looking at your Mustang, and I'm looking at your tag.
Personalized license plate told on you.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It brought me to the question of, what's the dumbest lie you got caught up in? Like, you actually got caught up in it.
Damn.
And, happened?
Mo.
Well, it could have been one to the parents, man. My personal was, I had my, well,
it wasn't
me and
that
my dad
one?
Didn't talk.
It wasn't that one you just said?
The one you just said?
Nah, I signed a report card. I signed a bad report.
Who has
my dad.
We all did that.
Thank you, Mo.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
All, yeah.
Thank you.
All
right. Thank
yeah,
you,
we all did that.
Yeah, we did that.
I mean, I don't think it was a lie. I told, like, chicks before they found out who I was that I was, I swear to you, that I was a UPS driver. You know, before then, they eventually. But that was the line when I first got drafted, and we used to hang out in Miami. That was a UPS driver.
So, like, when you're that famous and you don't want people to know you're famous.
But they didn't know me. They know it. Sure. That was before I was right. who I actually
But if you told them you were a Dolphins player, then they might act different. That's smart.
Oh, yeah.
That's
smart. Yeah. But no, they.
I had friends that would lie and say they played for the Seahawks.
Dude, I told y'all before, my boys, when they would come to Miami, that was the lie. Because they all were still athletic, looking like me.
Yeah.
And they all played. They were DBs in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
I swear.
Now, that makes sense down there. My buddies would do it in Seattle. Idiots.
No, that was the biggest thing. Was like, we got to get as far away from Miami as possible. Smart. And the boys would say they played for Seattle.
That's smart. Yeah. That's Google ended all that, right? You just Google. All right, what's your name? Google them. No, you're not. You don't play for those guys. I'm looking at the roster. Well, you're not even on the depth chart. What are you talking about? All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Joe Patrick writes stuff down from time to time.
Yeah. That was the way I would ask the question. I don't know, man. There's a couple of them, but I got to say, Randy said that he would toss Rusty's thick ass up.
Yeah, man. He let Rusty wear his hair right up on me.
And don't you dare buy Samson McMichael a pacifier mouth guard.
Toss his thick ass.
Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock p.m., Norcross Blue Devils take on Archer. I don't know what their mascot is, but Juice Johnson takes
Doesn't matter.
Get some, Archer.
Strikeouts is their mascot tomorrow.
That's right.
Abraham?
Sir Randy McMichael of Sealand. And two birds with one stone cold.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
All right. Everybody have
Y'all
a great
be
weekend.
Safe, man. Be safe, man.
Will Kirk Cousins be a Falcon when we come in on Monday?
Yes.
I think so, too. All right. Talk to you then. See you later.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.